as words of encouragement. The former great pastor, Pastor Stark of Stark's Prayer Book writes as encouragement. If anything can lift up an afflicted soul, it is the omnipotence of our gracious God. This is the afflicted's anchor to which they cling, reflecting that with God nothing is possible, impossible. No misery so big that God cannot deliver from it. No burden so heavy that God cannot remove it. No misfortune so severe that God cannot change it. Afflicted persons should consider that others have borne much heavier burdens, and that God has delivered them nevertheless. We should then say, O God, you are as strong today as you have ever been. My trust is in you. The afflicted remind themselves that God's almighty power is boundless. Therefore, our disheartenment is passing, even though we do not see how and by what means and in what manner we can be helped. All this we leave to the wisdom, goodness, and faithfulness of God. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. This reflection strengthens the confidence and hope of the afflicted, because we know that God is able and willing to help. We then may be still, hope, pray, trust in God, bear our affliction, and lift up our eyes to heaven, saying, My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. And then Pastor Stark points us to the great hymn from the Lutheran Service Book. In God, my faithful God, I trust when dark my road. Great woes may overtake me, yet he will not forsake me. My troubles he can alter. His hand lets nothing falter. My sins fill me with care, yet I will not despair. I build on Christ who loves me. From this rock nothing moves me. To him I will surrender. To him my soul's defender. If death my portion be, it brings great gain to me. It speeds my life's endeavor to live with Christ forever. He gives me joy in sorrow, come death now or tomorrow. O Jesus Christ, my Lord, so meek in deed and word, you suffered death to save us, because your love would have us be heirs of heavenly gladness when ends this life of sadness. So be it then, I say, with all my heart each day. Dear Lord, we all adore you. We sing with joy before you. Guide us while here we wander until we praise you yonder.